Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Your name, please, your name.
ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Maybe you got some questions for Michael Schwab. You're more than welcome to get in. Michael is joining us here. He has been doing work. He's breaking down on his Twitter account. He is breaking down all of the cheating. Well, not all of the cheating, but what cheating that's gone on throughout the years. And he's finding all kinds of interesting stuff. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
Michael at Michael Schwab 13. Is his Twitter account at Michael Schwab 13. So I retweeted you the other day. You were talking about not a good look for the Yankees. And you know, listen, did you at Buster Olney and Jeff Passan, or did somebody else do that?
I think that people in my mentions were adding them. Sometimes what happens is they'll look at it and they'll kind of scoff at it. No one really says anything more to it, but I didn't personally do that.
Okay.
I probably should.
But that's, to me, is the issue here, is that what the blind eye, as Lance and I were just talking about, I don't know if you were listening, but Lance and I were just talking about it, the blind eye that the media has, it's so obvious when Carlos Beltran got here, how it's a famous quote. You guys are way behind. So in other words, when he was with the Yankees from 15, and guess what was happening over there? And he brought it over here, and then the Astros, obviously everything that happened. So why is it? To me, it's so obvious. And now we've got the letter in court that they're fighting to not have exposed open to the public because it will hurt their reputation. It's so obvious for everybody involved to be investigating the Yankees, and yet no one is.
I think it's weird, John, because the more I'm looking into this, and I'm coming at this from two different angles. I love the game of baseball. I love sports. But I've also got a history in journalism. I worked for Politico. I worked for USA Today. And, you know, as you do this, you like to look under the surface of things. And so after everything happened with the Astros and the big expose that happened in December, everyone was like, oh, man, this hurts. But then I started getting more information about what is sign stealing? What does all this look like? What is this whole system? And all these national writers are saying, oh, well, you know, the Astros, they're punks because they used video cameras. And everyone's like, oh, no. And then you see these monitors in the dugout. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? You start digging through this more. Since 2014, the league has allowed monitors for replays that teams are starting to use. And to go back to the Yankees, Teixeira said it. He said it in a New York Post Joel Sherman article that they were using their monitors to get sign stealing. And he said, it's not illegal. It's not a problem because, you know, we're not relaying it in real time. So this is where the league and all these reporters, he's kicking the can and saying, people are stealing signs, but, you know, it's not a bigger deal because they didn't do it as bad as the Astros. And I can talk a little bit about that in a bit, but the history of this, it's been going on forever, John.
Yeah, you've broken down. To me, the most egregious was, what was it, the 80 or 81 White Sox that were using the center field camera and then lighting up light bulbs in their scoreboard?
Yes, in 1980, the White Sox, they used a camera to steal the signs. And then in the scoreboard, they light a bulb depending on if it was off speed or if it was a fastball. You go back to 1951, the Giants, you know the shot heard around the world, Bobby Thompson? They used a telescope and a buzzer. Does that sound familiar? A buzzer? Not Altuve using a buzzer. The 1951 Giants, Bobby Thompson. 1961, 10 years later, the league decided at the winter meetings, they said, hey, here's what we're going to do. we are going to make sign stealing, which has been in grassroots in the game forever. It's been a part of it forever. We're going to make sign stealing illegal. And so 1961, no one's talking about this. Dick Young wrote about this in the New York Daily News. I had to go through articles. I had to look for, like, actual, you know, screenshotted articles of what it said. And any form of mechanical device to steal a sign is illegal in real time. So no matter what anyone says, no matter what any people write, whatever it may be, if the Yankees did it, if the Dodgers did it, which they did, and they used anything mechanical to steal a sign, doesn't matter if they relate it, it's illegal, and it has been since 1961. And just to go back, John, 1948, Cleveland. They used a World War II telescope, and a groundskeeper was relaying signs. 1876, the Hartford Dark Blues, they built a shack on a telegraph pole that overlooked the stadium, and they were tipping off pictures. This is a part of the game, and it's not like the in the diamond, stealing sign, someone on second base. I'm talking about people pushing the envelope to win. And someone even told me on Twitter, they said, hey, my coach said if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's the game. That is where we are today.
Well, but this one's worse. This one's way worse than any other one. I don't get it. Why? Just because they were really, really good at it? Because it's been going on, like you said, forever. And oh, by the way, the Yankees brought it to the Astros. So I'll never understand it. Have you gotten any responses? Anything that you think is going to that is going to sway? Are you, what's your purpose in doing this anyway?
You know, my purpose for this, John, I want to bring it to light. I want the game to be good, and I want everyone just to shut up on the other side who just say a couple different things. The Astros are the worst team in baseball. This is a lie, okay? Like, I want everyone to stop thumbing their nose at the Astros. I'm not saying this as a fan. I'm saying this as someone who values integrity and values truth. If you're going to be mad at a team, look at the entire everyone else. Take the needle out of your eye. And that's the problem. Like, these Yankees players, look at Judge. Judge was saying all these different things about the Astros and saying, hey, they've got all these problems, blah, blah, blah. But we're not looking deep into even the Yankees. I mean, come on. Just look up Aaron Judge's split from his home and away. 2018, his home, he was hitting 352. 2018, his away, he's hitting 212. What's going on there? That's a huge jump. Okay, so I just want everyone just to kind of look at the game and say, let's fix this. But the league's covering it up. Manfred is covering it up, and I think this letter is not going to be good. I read through the entire ruling by Judge Rakoff, and, you know, he's like, there's some discrepancy here about what was said in the presser and what was said in the report. We want to see the report. That's what we all want to see. Let's just bring it out to the open. Let's bring it to the light and see what's going on here.
Well, the Yankees are claiming that it's really nothing, but yeah, we shall see. I'm almost of the opinion I'd rather have it not exposed, because we always got this hanging over. Because if it is something minor in there, that the letter is minor, and the Yankees really weren't doing anything that's egregious like the Astros, which is the word egregious, every time it's applied, it's applied to the Astros because it was more egregious than anybody else cheating ever. But if it's not egregious, if it's not really, really good cheating, then the Yankees are going to get off the hook.
Of course they are. Of course they're going to get off the hook. But like I said, 1961, I guarantee that letter is going to prove that they were using cameras and replay room to get the sign stealing. Now, we're not going to hear anything about how they relate it to the batter. And this is what they said. This is the whole high and mighty, oh, my gosh, what is this? You know, we stole the signs, but the batter got it in real time. That's where the Astros are bad, because they use a trash can. Hey, real quick, let me just say this. The league said on second base, there was no violation of MLB rules as long as the information was not communicated electronically to the dugout. Okay, that's what they ruled after the 2017 season. The Astros were using a trash can. It wasn't electronical. Doesn't matter. Still not good. But everyone needs to realize you can't just change the narrative because of, oh, yeah, well, the Yankees were stealing signs, but they weren't relaying it in real time. 1961 rule, it's still illegal. I don't know why the league's not enforcing it. It's just, you know, I'm just tired of all this, you know, this is the bad guy and this is the good guy. And I'm going to use this analogy, and some people may not be okay with it, but I look at Lance Armstrong. And if you watch the documentary about Lance, the newest one, you know, a lot of this is very similar. And I don't compare the Astros to Lance in the terms of their personality. I thought the Astros actually came out and apologized. Lance had this attitude toward it, but he couldn't keep up. And the Astros couldn't keep up, and that's what Beltran was saying. And so you had a Floyd Landis come out who said, from his team, he was cheating. You had a Mike Fiers come out from the team who said they were cheating. No other player is going to come out against their team because they don't want their team to get dinged. And then this is where we are today.
Yep. No. Yeah, the Astros were much better people than Lance Armstrong. Much better.
We know this for sure.
Yes. Yes.
Much better.
Well, and actually, that was a lovable team, and it's just a shame. And you know what? This is going to affect Altuve and his Hall of Fame bid. It you know, if Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds can't get in, obviously, you know, it's a different circumstance. But if they're taking this long, I'm telling you, when it comes time for Altuve, this is all going to come back to light. It's all going to come back and hit him. And there's a lot of holier than thou that are so disgusted with the Astros that are going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. And I think he'll eventually get in, especially if he continues to play the way he is. But it's going to take a while.
What do you think is this hate towards the Astros, John? I don't get it. I mean, you know, we're
because,
all...
Because, well, look at... I just went and looked up. The 1980 White Sox did this. If it was exposed, you know what they would have said? Oh, you guys. I mean, they were using real time. They were using technology. They were relaying it through light bulbs in their... And I enjoyed that team. It was a terrible team. But they were 70 and 90. Okay? That's why no one cares. The only reason anyone cares is because the Astros won it all. That's because they won, they cheated, and they won. Well, so did the 2009 Yankees with their steroids, with A-Rod, roiding up, all roided up, and he's winning a World Series. The 89 A's, they won because they cheated. That's the only reason they won.
The 2018 Red Sox.
Yes, they won. They cheated. Oh, but it wasn't as egregious, Michael. It wasn't as egregious. Remember the word. It wasn't as egregious as what the Astros did. I would argue steroids were much more egregious. Much more egregious.
Much worse.
Absolutely. But for whatever reason, the Astros are the worst people in the world. All right, Michael, we appreciate
it.
Keep up the good work. We appreciate it. We'll follow you on Twitter, at Michael Schwab 13. At Michael Schwab. Why 13? Were there 12 other Michael Schwabs?
There's 12 other jerks in front of me. No, that's my number. It's my birthday number. And I don't know why I took it. I should have done something more clever, I guess.
At Michael Schwab 13. Follow him on Twitter. We appreciate it, Michael.
Hey, thanks, John. Take care.
All right. Let's talk about hoops. Hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. That's what we're talking about here. And the greatness that is Keith Tate. You want to talk about the best? There's not even arguable. When you see the product, and if you've ever gone around town, you can tell a hoops goal from all the other goals out there. I mean, there are some imitators that are trying to do it, but they're not. They're just not the hoops goal. When you see a hoops goal, you're like, wow, that is by far. And the kids will love it. And your wife will, here's the thing too, is the old goal that's kind of slanted now and the rim is bent and the backboard. And you're like, boy, that looks like, you know what? Get rid of that thing. You will never get rid of your hoops goal. I'm telling you, you will never get rid of it. The one that we bought, I don't know how old. The boy must have been. I mean, it's got to be 16, 17 years ago we got ours. And it's still beautiful. It's still up. We actually moved it to the neighbor's house because when we left. So and it's still wonderful. And his kids are enjoying it and hanging on the rim and lowering the basket and everybody has fun. So if you're looking for the best goal that's going to last forever, forever, it's the Hoops Goal. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Wow. Dennis Dodd just tweeted out a look at the largest crowd ever to watch a college football game 4 years ago at Bristol.
That was the Virginia Tech Tennessee game, right?
Do you think we'll ever have fans at a game again, Dow?
Yes, we talked about this earlier. There was
ever again.
We have a vaccine in the works that's in its fourth and final stage, which means if the results that they saw previously continue, they're looking at the end of the year, beginning of the year for a vaccine that can be readily distributed.
I don't think we'll ever see people again.
I don't mind it because I don't care about people, period, as far as being around.
Well, I want to go to Nick's place.
Well, you were going to Nick's place already, weren't you?
Yeah, I still go to Nick's place.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, but I want to watch games.
Well, you're going to be able
people.
To watch. Well, we're going to be able to watch your NBA bubble games at Nick's, right?
Yeah, but it's a bubble game.
I asked you yesterday.
I don't want bubble games. I didn't even know what a bubble game was. I don't want to know these terms anymore.
Look, the Met.
If
you trust doctors and the modern medicine, which we don't, that's the only choice we have if we want to get back to some semblance of normal. You've been talking about this since the jump. We will have a vaccine, and it appears we will.
Yeah.
Then by this time next year, you're going to be planning out your season tickets, maybe not for the Texans, but for LSU. If you haven't already paid them, you're gonna be planning out your schedule for the fall. So that's a year away. But I'm telling you right now, you're gonna be making decisions about which games you're going to. July 15th next year.
I'm going to all of them.
Yeah. So don't worry. I mean, it might be a weird next 6-7 months.
Will we ever shake hands with people again?
I don't do that now, so that doesn't bother me.
Will you enjoy back hugs from now on?
I've never enjoyed a back hug.
No. Will you start now because of it?
It's a weird
because
thing.
You'll feel because you want to be around people now.
No, the quarantine, the lockdown hasn't changed my views. I feel like we as humans should adhere to the current restrictions and go, you know what? I know it's not COVID anymore, but we really shouldn't be around each other so much.
I think it should be like everybody should be Pepe Le Pew. Going around grabbing whatever you want.
Don't you know what the Me Too movement's about, John?
Pepe Le Pew.
And it says, hey, stop that.
Me.
No.
Yeah.
I can't co-sign. Too bad the gavel isn't here anymore. But no, I don't want people to be Pepe Le Pew. In fact, I want people to say, hey, can I hold your hand? And if someone says yes, then you hold your hand. Don't grab someone you're not supposed to grab. That was his thing. That was his MO. I'm going to grab you.
And start kissing up the arm?
Yeah.
I think that's how people should act.
It's a bad. Don't listen to him. Anyone out there, don't listen to John.
Where's the gavel?
He's gonna make sure you catch a case.
Well, you can't lick people right now.
You shouldn't lick people without consent, period.
Well, after a vaccine, you can.
No. Not unless they give you permission. Why do I have to be the... No, stop making that noise. Why do I have to be the guy who says, hey, don't listen to this man? He's leading you astray.
I'm a little disappointed. Okay, so did you see The Athletic wrote... the article about the agents.
And their dislike or distrust for Bill O'Brien.
30 NFL agents.
Yeah.
30 NFL agents who answered anonymously to protect themselves and the players they represent overwhelmingly slammed the Texans for having the worst offseason of any team in the NFL. Out of the 30 agents, 11 of them targeted Houston for having the worst offseason. What did you do?
That was my phone falling in my pocket.
Why is the number only 11? I would think out of 30 agents, which ones, like 19 of them thought somebody else, see, that's the disappointing part to me. What team possibly had a worse offseason than the Texans?
You want a consensus of 30.
Well, honestly, can we come up with teams? What other team had a worse offseason?
Some people are going after the Patriots because they lost Brady and others, but I can't find.
They did pick up Cam Newton. Well, they lost Tom Brady because Tom Brady wanted to go. So there's nothing they could do about that.
Well, they couldn't come to an agreement about money. He's felt disrespected. And the Patriots are like, yeah, we're not going to pay you what you want. So he left. That was part of it as well. I can't think of
another. Or maybe he wanted to get away from. You know, I think we'll find out the truth. You know what? I want to get away from Belichick.
I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick said, I kind of want to get away from you too.
Yeah, I want to get away from all those wins. We'll see.
The arrogance and rightfully earned, Belichick will say.
Who else? We'll find maybe a way the to Packers? Win.
Why? Because they drafted Jordan Love? That's not a comparison to what the Texans have done.
Well, they drafted Jordan, but they didn't get any help at wide receiver.
It's not even the same ballpark.
No, it's not even close. So that's why I want to know why only 11 agents said the Texans. I mean, how could it? I don't understand how 19. I could see if it was 19 and 11 thought, okay, maybe. but only 11 thought the Texans out of 30? These agents watching the game or no?
Not or watching the offseason.
I mean, I don't know that anybody could. You really could argue that no one had a worse offseason.
I haven't found anyone besides the agents in this article who think someone did have a worse offseason.
Right. No. I mean, if you ask any NFL expert, oh, it's the Texans. The worst offseason is the Texans.
And go far and away. Just accepting the David Johnson contract alone.
Yeah. Here's some of the things that they said. That trade is still mind-boggling. Getting Hopkins for David Johnson? Yeah. Bill O'Brien, there's no way he should be the general manager. I just don't understand them whatsoever. They rid themselves of their best player when not forced. That's actually, well, you know, behind the scenes, I guess there's so much stuff. Bill O'Brien just said, I'll take anything. So that's the only problem I have with this article is that there's too many dumb agents.
Yeah, I'm glad they were anonymous because if they put names next to their opinions regarding that, okay, you're kind of stupid.
No, you're really stupid. You're too stupid to be an agent.
Well, all the agents that we hear or listen to the show and text Lance, I feel like they're on our side with this because anytime he relays some of their opinions without giving their names, I don't know what's going on in that franchise.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
What you doing? What you doing with that mouth, Bill?
No.
That's not it?
No, that is not something. That's not a question people are asking.
Isn't it? That's the saying, though.
No, it's what that mouth do. Not what you doing with that mouth.
What you doing with that?
That's your interpretation.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
No, that's your interpretation.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway, so that Athletic article is out there, which I think is, now I think I can't read it. That's all. 19 other agents wanted to do deals with Bob. Bruh, it was anonymous. It was anonymous, JP. It doesn't matter. They can still do deals with Bob. They don't, but they were anonymous, so you don't know what agent said what. It's just, I just don't get how 19 out of 30 agents didn't think the Texans had the worst. For those of you who haven't heard, Kenny Stills was arrested. He was at a peaceful gathering, but it was outside the attorney general's house.
In Kentucky, where Breonna Taylor was killed, and the protest clearly is about, hey, you fired one guy, and that's all that's been done. In fact, a picture circulated over the last couple of days of one of the officers on a beach somewhere smiling with a couple of attractive women, which infuriated other people. So, not that this protest came from that. I'm sure it was planned before, but Kenny Stills and others protested in front of the attorney general's house, and I guess they refused to leave because Kenny got hit with a felony, and among, like 87 other people did too, I think. Out of the 100 plus or so who got arrested. So we'll see how that plays out.
You know, a social, you know, trying to do social work. I don't know that that arrest is going to be. I think, you know.
I'm not sure.
It'll be interesting to see how the Texans react.
Yeah, you throw a felony, you hear felony and it's like, woof.
Yeah.
But as far as the reasoning for the charges, I guess we'll find out more. And when he's one of almost 90 people who got a felony put on him, you got to be like, okay, what's really going on?
Right. Well, it's so funny watching the documentary on the LA riots, how the cops didn't do a day, yet the people that beat the truck driver, three of them went to prison.
Yeah, and it appears they were doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, according to this article from WLKY.com, but all of those who stayed put after officers told them to leave, including Stills, were charged with intimidating a participant in a legal process, which is a felony, disorderly conduct, second degree, and criminal trespassing. So they, like we said, they were in front of the attorney general's house. So he is, I guess, a participant in a legal process. So if you don't leave in front of his home, you're intimidating him. So that's where the felony comes from.
Mm-hmm. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we got one segment before we hit News of the Weird here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I got HRP, HRP.net, HRP.net. Those are my peeps over there. I love what Mike Holly and Kevin Robler and Chris and all of the guys over there are doing. They are fantastic. And you, my friends, will love what they do for you and your business. Now, are you doing your own? Are you doing all of this stuff yourself? Have you been doing all the unemployment claims? Have you been doing your taxes? Have you been doing your payroll? Have you been doing your own HR? If you have been and you got 15 employees, if your business is growing, our business grew, and we were with another company, and they were like, oh, well, I know you're tripled in your company tripled, but we're going to still charge you the same. And we were like, no. And here's the deal with HR&P is they'll customize it for your business. If you've got a bunch of employees, obviously, the more when you buy in bulk, the price goes down. So this is what happens. It's customized for every single business. Your business is going to be different than someone else's. So HR&P is going to come in and make sure that you're getting the best deal that you can possibly get for your business. But if you're doing all this stuff yourself, and if you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company and how they've handled your taxes, how they've handled all of your PPPs and your small business loans, if you're not completely satisfied, if they haven't answered all your questions and done everything for you, well, then you need ours, because they are. HRP.net. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Tell them you heard it right here.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Why is Eric Wong calling? That's my question, Dell.
I don't know. He would be the first call today, which is really a
Michael Schwab call.
Well, that's true. But as far as a non-scheduled guest, he'd be the first call, which really is a shot at the people listening.
It really kind of is. What does Eric Wong want? Let's hear. Hey, Eric Wong.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, why didn't he elaborate more on the Dodgers cheating scandal? What exactly did those Dyers do? And did Kanye really say Donald Trump doesn't care about black people like he did about Bush?
All right, we're done with you. I don't remember seeing that from Kanye. But anything Kanye says, I kind of ignore
at
this point.
Which lasted longer? Kim's marriage to Chris Humphreys or Kanye's bid for president?
The Chris Humphreys thing, it went into the second month, right?
Yeah.
So at this point, unless Kanye... Well, Kanye has...
Kanye's already pulled out.
He has?
Yep. Today.
He's done?
Pulled out today.
Well, look at that. Well, so the Chris Humphreys marriage lasted longer.
Yes. Almost six times as long. And 72 days to 11 days.
Kanye, what? This is... The fact that this has to be reported...
Over six times.
The fact that actual news outlets are telling us that he dropped out. He was never in. He made an announcement on Twitter. No, he wasn't. Because I can say I'm running for president. Doesn't mean I'm actually in the race.
Did I run for president? Yes. Was I in?
Did you file?
I was all in.
Did you file stuff for the government?
Not exactly, but...
What do you mean not exactly?
But it was close.
But did you ever file any paperwork?
Doesn't matter. I was in.
No, you weren't.
I was almost elected.
Well, you weren't even on a ballot. But the Daily Mail, Fox News, all coming out and saying Kanye dropped out. He didn't drop out because he was never in.
In.
Didn't file any paperwork.
He was in.
Well, you're on Team Jamel, so I understand.
Yep. Well, here was the thing, though. I think Trump wanted him in. Trump wanted him in because then he would have taken away the black vote from Biden.
I will say this. Kanye might have gotten some votes. But I don't want to speak for black people. I hate when one individual is asked to speak for an entire group of people. But black people are smarter than that. We ain't just going to vote for Kanye because he's in the race. I think young people would have. Some young people would have.
Well, there you go. And there goes those are all Biden votes.
Well, now because young people are on the Bernie side.
Except
now
the ones that
Bernie.
Are sitting outside and singing the song, Trump song.
Oh, young Republicans weren't voting for Biden.
Well, right. There's a lot more young Democrats.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
There are a lot more vocal on Twitter.
But if you're young, you're dumb, so you're probably Democrat.
So you're dummy if you're a Democrat?
You're probably.
Is that the John Granato opinion? You're dumb if you're a Democrat?
I didn't say that, exactly.
You kind of did.
I said when you're young, you're dumb.
and you then you say you'd vote for a Democrat, or you're a Democrat.
Well, I don't know that.
Yeah, you said it. You may not know it, but you said it.
I don't know that.
Yes, I know that.
All I,
heard
I know
it.
Is that it. Yes, if you're young, you're probably going to lean more liberal because you're idealistic.
Until you get in the real world.
In the real world, and then you go.
It slaps you around and you
right.
realize
then you go,
your ideals are stupid.
Hey. So
hopefully, if you're out, you can be
economically, you turn Republican. Economically.
Yeah, some. Yeah. Yeah. Depending on where you live, certainly. I mean, some people who are rich in other states don't. Some people here do. It doesn't matter. Right. It depends. But yeah, Kanye no longer is running because he was never, ever running. So I guess we're back to a two-person ballot. So choose how you'd like.
Yeah, I'm still going to vote for Kanye.
You're going to write him in?
Probably. Yeah. I could have. My mind even might write me in. I don't know because I ran. I don't know. Was it 4 years ago I ran?
It was longer than that. Yeah. You didn't run against Obama, the second. Or I mean, against Trump and Hillary. You ran a long time ago. It was back
maybe
when we
were
still
12.
15, 16.
Yeah, I think it was 12. So yeah, if you're looking for a great candidate, I think it's Kanye.
I would say pick a different candidate because he's not even in the race.
Mm, that says you.
No, says him.
Says you.
No, we just had a discussion. Says him. He said it.
They think that Kanye is starting to really slip mentally. So there's a fear out there.
Some people are like, well, the third person in the race with dementia.
Right.
That was a joke.
No, he has. Well, he was the third. He's the third.
That's what I'm saying.
In that race.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Some people are saying the third person
oh,
in the
third.
Race.
I thought it was the first. No,
the third person.
Third person. Yeah. No, yeah, would be the third. Mental illness? Third.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's dementia for Kanye, but some people are questioning his mental state, which is he's only like 43, so I'm not sure what his deal is. I don't think it's dementia, but it could be something. And people are like, oh, that's sad. It's only sad because you don't want that to happen to anyone. I don't care that he's Kanye and it's happening. I just care that's a human being and it's happening, if it's real. But he will no longer be an option. He has taken himself out of the race.
Yeah. So that's a shame. I just think it's a shame. I wanted to see Kanye win. I would love to see Kanye as our...
Would you have walked into a voting booth and voted for him if he was that legit on a ballot?
I could say anything.
I know you could say anything.
Right.
But would your Republican self, or your... Since you're not dumb and young, so you have to be Republican according to you.
Right.
Would you have marked Kanye if he ran as an independent? The answer is no.
Nah.
Let's move on.
No, but I'm hoping others would.
Why?
Because I want to see Kanye. I want to see some votes for Kanye because I love America. That's why.
No, you don't. Not,
yes.
You may love America, but that's not your reasoning.
Yes. Yes, yes. 713-780-3. I've got like a guy, Clay. He's like 65 years old, and he's a Democrat. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
What? So you can't be... There are a lot of older Democrats in office.
No.
And a lot of... You know how many middle-aged black women are Democrats, and they're not young? Yeah. The Democratic Party is not just for the young. Now, maybe the left, the really left version of it, you might speak to that. But the Democratic Party isn't a young party. It's not all young people. My mother,
I just
Democrat, not young.
No, I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
What?
I don't know.
You don't get it?
You think when you... I think when... You get older, you get wiser. That's all.
Or you're an older white man, so you the Republican thing likes right in your wheelhouse. Maybe an older non-white person's like, yeah, they ain't got my best interest at heart.
The Republicans have everybody's best interest at heart.
Yeah, clearly their rhetoric. Well, it's everyone's rhetoric, but clearly their rhetoric says they have everyone's best interest.
This is not just about Trump, okay?
No, I didn't say. I said
that's all he does is unify.
No, I didn't
say
Trump.
But not every Republican tries to be as unified.
I wasn't talking about Trump.
Okay.
But let's get it clear here. If you're young and dumb, you have to be a Democrat. If you're anything but that, you should be a Republican.
Right.
And that's how we talk about politics. We just call you dumb or not.
That's right. Are you dumb or not?
Yeah.
That's all I want to know. Are you dumb or not? Sportsmap put in a 5 most likable active athletes in Houston sports. What's your list? Most likable Houston athlete?
I feel like I would stick with Astros. I go Altuve, George Springer. I mean, Bregman is abrasive to people outside of this market. But I think my top two are Springer and Altuve. Likeable.
This says J.J. Watt.
Yeah, J.J.'s always on the list. I feel his saccharine stuff kind of wears on me, but I get it. People like him, too.
Number two is Derek Lewis.
The Black Beast?
Yeah. He is a likable dude.
By the way, that's his nickname. I didn't just give that to him.
Yeah, he is a likable dude. He was involved in Harvey as well. I got George Springer 3, Carlos Correa 4, Lance McCullers 5. Where's Altuve?
That's what I thought.
Our little friend.
Everyone loves Altuve.
Our little buddy. We love him.
Who wrote that article for SportsMap?
Fred Fowler.
Oh, I can't trust that.
Can't trust anything when he doesn't put Altuve in there.
Yes, that article is complete nonsense now.
Right.
But you can go read that nonsense on sportsmap.com.
Sportsmap.com, which is going to be the new name of the network?
Over there?
Yeah. They're getting rid of SB Nation Radio and putting Sportsmap Radio. Yeah. If you're looking for a map and you're looking for sports, where do you go?
You go to Sportsmap.
Sportsmap. That's right.
So SB Nation Radio, when is that change happening?
I don't know. There's an article that just came out yesterday. So... Mickey Mouse is a Democrat. Fall in line, John. Mickey Mouse isn't a Democrat. Mickey Mouse, trust me, is Republican. Mickey Mouse,
don't speak for me, John.
Well, Mickey Mouse wants a lot less taxes, okay? Mickey Mouse is a Republican. Are you kidding? He is the prototypical Republican.
He's a giant rat. You're right.
most and least stressed cities in America. Can you guess the least stressed city in America?
San Diego.
No, but I would imagine that's a pretty good guess. Lincoln, Nebraska. Followed by Boise.
I don't know.
Sioux Falls, Fargo.
Do they measure Lincoln during football season on Saturdays? Because I can't.
They haven't been really stressed lately. They got nothing to worry about. They ain't going to win. They know it.
Well, if you're getting beat by, like, Arkansas State, you're pretty stressed. If you're in a battle with Arkansas State at home on a Saturday afternoon, you're kind of stressed.
Yeah, I guess. Scottsdale, Arizona. That's only 12 weekends a year. Omaha's up there. It's least stressed.
Why? Because no one does anything in Nebraska?
Yeah. I mean, these are a bunch of cities. I mean, first of all, it's a lot of Western, Sioux Falls, Fargo, Boise, Overland Park, Kansas, Bismarck, Madison, Wisconsin. Those are salt of the earth people. And then Scottsdale, Arizona is, I would imagine. And in the most stressed cities, I imagine you could guess some of them.
L.A.?
Cleveland.
For what?
Detroit. Because, well, first of all, work stress, financial stress, family stress, health and safety.
Is New York on the list?
We'll see. Cleveland, Detroit, Birmingham, Alabama, Gulfport, Mississippi, Newark, New Jersey, Baltimore, New Orleans. I think high crime rate places.
That makes sense. I heard
Detroit. St. Louis, Mobile, Jackson, Montgomery, Akron. Houston is 15th.
Do you feel stressed when you're driving around Houston?
So wait a minute. Where's Chicago's 25th? Slow down.
Yeah, the biggest thing that happens in Chicago is when a former TV actor fakes getting beat up by white supremacists. That's the only thing that happens there.
Well, there are like 30 shootings a weekend there.
Says you.
30 shootings a weekend there.
Prove it.
There's people in the hospital.
That's from COVID.
The gunshots, but they tested positive.
So it's from COVID, like I said.
That's right.
By the way,
New York is 26.
If you do have COVID, hospitals are no longer allowed to report that to the CDC. It's now they have to report it to a privately owned server. Guess who it's owned by?
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. So CDC won't get those numbers anymore. A server that is going to be run by the administration will get those. So,
okay.
The numbers, I'm not saying numbers will be doctored, but
you're not.
No, I'm not saying it. The story tells you that they might be doctored, but I'm not saying it.
That's good news. So numbers, I'm going to tell you this, numbers are dropping. They are dropping.
Do you think this is a ploy to say we've got it all under control right before the election?
Why would they do that? There's no chance that would happen. I know what will happen. If you don't call Scott McGrath, you're going to have bugs. You know what season it is? Pest killing season. And that's the best season for Scott. Well, every season. Every season's that for Scott McGrath. But here's the deal is right now you got the mosquitoes out there. Is it terrible? Fleas, termites, mosquitoes, ants. With the rain comes ants. Save your home from termites and save your family from mosquitoes. If you think you might have termites, man, you need to call now. You needed to call yesterday. You needed to call 4 months ago. But do it now. Do it. Do it now. And possibly save thousands in damage. And how about mosquitoes? He's got the mosquito murdering system. If you're out in your backyard at night and you just can't take it, just call Scott McGrath. He's going to get this job done. Kill termites, mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. Who wants bugs in their house or their business? Scott McGrath is here for you. 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240. I've known Scott for years now, and he is just awesome. He is. They are so. We had him at the house, and they're just so always on top of it and making sure that you do not have bugs. They suck. You don't want them in your house or your business. Call go to McGrathPestControl.com. That's McGrathPestControl.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Welcome back. I don't know that this... A St. Petersburg law firm is offering free wills for teachers. Do you want to have a job where it's thought... You kind of need a will.
Well, I said it earlier. Texas is asking their teachers to start, get their wills in order.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if we bring these super spreaders into the school, it might not be so safe for you. That's comforting.
I mean, that to me seems like, I'm not sure I want to do that job.
Nah.
I know some teachers in there, and they are, they're like, what the bleep?
That's it.
No more. Do you know how many kids a rat's ass about us over here?
Like, oh, teachers, we love them. They do such a great job. But by the way, get your wills in order during a pandemic because we need kids in school and we're not sure if we can protect you.
There's a beer had to be taken off the shelves. Yellow Belly beer. Wow. It looks like, have you seen it?
No, I can look it up, though.
Yeah, look up Yellow Belly beer. It has kind of a racist look to it. It's got...
what are they doing?
I don't know. I think they're only going to sell this to a certain segment, like skinheads.
Apparently, it's considered an anti-racist beard.
Really?
Beer, but it looks a little racist.
It's white. And it goes up to a point, and then it's got two little black marks that look like eyes. It basically looks like a KKK hood.
Yeah, if you're out and about, well, don't Google it while you're driving, but if you get a chance, Yellow Belly beer. A person who is without courage, fortitude, or nerve, a coward. Oh, that's kind of, it looks like that's on their website.
So they're saying that the KKK is a yellow belly.
Yeah, to us, one of the most cowardly deeds is to act anonymously, hiding behind a group. A signifying trait of institutionalized racism, this beer is brewed to celebrate all things new, open-minded, and progressive. So what if, you know, the wrapping of it looks like a KKK hood? Couldn't they have chosen a different color? Just to avoid all this, is one of these times we have this discussion quite a bit. There wasn't a black person in the room.
Yeah.
Black person.
Do you think this is a good idea?
I know the message you're putting out there.
Yeah.
But do you think that imagery is great for the beer?
Even if you'd like called it a-hole beer.
It doesn't matter what you call it.
Right.
With that imagery, you're in trouble. So they've had to pull it from the shelves. It was a $40 beer.
A $40 beer?
Halt sales of $40 beer cloaked in white paper resembling a hood.
That to me that's a crime in itself. And then you're too stupid because you made it in a KKK hood.
Yeah, because The bottle itself, obviously, it's not going to look like that. But for whatever they wrapped it in, it's just a bad decision.
That's a terrible decision. Terrible decision. Did you see Ghislaine Maxwell? They think that she is going to be suicided sometime soon.
That's not an actual
word. It kind of is. It's what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. He was suicided.
No, he committed suicide, John. Okay. That's what we were told.
All right. All right. They think she will be too soon. So she had a New Hampshire home and she was staying there. I don't know if I'm the FBI and I'm looking for her, I'm the cops I'm looking for, I might check her house.
Yeah, they said she was, I saw a report that she was moving around to multiple places and she just had a home she was staying in.
Yeah, she was at her home.
On record of being her home?
At her home. And apparently though she wrapped her cell phone in tinfoil. Because she figured they wouldn't be able to detect her cell phone.
So she's one of those people.
Is that a thing? I never heard of this before.
It's a thing in movies. People who are afraid of the government and afraid of being tracked, they will wrap themselves in tinfoil. They're afraid of the waves out there. Yeah, you know, Breaking Bad. Not Breaking Bad. Better Call Saul. The guy's lawyers.
But his brother was anti-tech, everything in technology.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Did people think that they won't be able to detect your cell phone because you wrapped it in tinfoil?
I think that, and I've seen things, at least in movies, where they get into a metal room, and that's the only place they would use their technology because the government can't track them in the room.
Hmm.
A specially designed room.
Anyway, she was caught. Antibodies delivered from llamas have been shown to combat coronavirus in laboratory tests. Do you want llama in you?
I don't particularly want it in me, but if it means that sports, particularly college football, can be back sooner than later, do all the llama testing on the people that you have to. Do it.
Llamas, camels, and alpacas naturally produce quantities of small antibodies with a simpler structure that can be turned into nanobodies. How about that? You want to have some llama in you.
I'm not going to play this game with you.
Mm-hmm.
I told you once again, I don't want llama in me. But do what you have to do to make sure I get a college football season.
That's all. Whatever. Llama, alpaca. Would you rather have a camel, a llama, or an alpaca in you?
Once again, I don't want any animal in me. All right, so let's clarify.
That's all I'm saying.
I will clarify. So even though I pull all the sounds, so you can't even use it against me, I don't mind using llama, alpaca, camel antibodies, but I don't want any of them in me.
Hmm. Well, there's a California city nicknamed Hangtown.
Is it going to get their name changed?
Well, they're going to do something. They're going to remove the noose from the logo of the town.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are all in on that. Does the city have a history of hanging people? That's why they got the name?
City of Placerville. Old Hangtown. And they got their logo is a miner who's mining for gold with a tree in the background and a noose on the tree.
Well, they will vote to remove it. It's not even a definite that'll get removed. Ooh. It's a vote.
Old Hangtown.
Where's Placerville?
I have no idea.
Apparently it's a gold rush town. Because it got the name because of the numerous hangings that took place in the town. Hangman's tree bar sits on the site. So hanging isn't always a race thing. But at this point, Placerville might just be like, you know what? We don't want the heat.
We don't need that.
No.
There's an airline. It's Garuda Indonesia. It's getting rid of face masks for flight attendants because flyers are complaining that they can't see their smiles. I guess they'd rather get
Corona from the flight
attendant. The Roni, and see their smiles.
You know, I've never had an issue one way or the other with the flight attendant. I've never really had, that flight attendant was great. They did their job, and I got off
and
the plane.
And they smiled.
But I've never cared whether they smiled or not.
Huh.
Okay, they don't smile at me, but they still gave me my pretzels
and my
drinks.
Don't you like a nice stewardess?
You know how they're called flight attendants, by the way? Not stewardesses. That's not their title anymore.
Or waitresses or something.
your go-to of air waitress, that's not what they're called either. They're flight attendants. as long as they do their job and they do it well, I'm good. I don't need the extra smile. I mean, every fight.
I want a smile.
It doesn't bother me.
Plus,
but
you want to see what she looks like.
What does the smile have to do with it?
Don't you?
No, I don't care because I don't hit on flight attendants.
Yeah, I don't either, but still. But even still.
You see them like one, maybe twice a flight. Why do I care?
Yeah. Yeah.
And for that brief moment while they're handing you a drink, you're like, all right.
Okay, I want to smile with my drink.
That doesn't. Just, I don't care. Just give
you don't
me my.
Know nothing about drinking on an airplane.
Getting drunk
on a plane.
I don't, but they do hand non-alcoholic drinks.
Yeah. Well, who wants those? That's a waste.
This guy.
That's a waste of a flight.
I'm not paying. I already got to pay for my bag. I'm not paying you for the drink.
We're done. The press box is next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I assume you knew. Trying to.